Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world. Robbie Raz from Cigar Federation here with you as always, out here in sunny California where it is a brisk 78 degrees. Logan, how are you today?
I'm a little chilly, Rob. It's about 55 degrees in Texas, and the pollen is falling on the live oak trees and has turned my pool lime green.
I was waiting for the swamp thing to come out of your pool, dude. That looks
dude,
bad.
The zombie bad apocalypse times. Will be starting out of my pool, probably.
It's a cesspool of
it's like Kermit. Lovely... it's like Kermit spunk or something.
That's fantastic. Well, I other than that, you know, I'm glad that everything's well.
Yeah, good, and, great.
We've got the boys from Moya Ruiz Cigar. See, I always say Ruiz. Ruiz. Moya Ruiz Cigars today.
Ruiz!
Nelson Ruiz from Moya Ruiz. Nelson, thanks for joining us. Live from, where are you from? You're in Miami, right?
I'm actually at the warehouse right now.
You're at the warehouse?
Yeah, here in Hialeah Gardens.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking the time. Look, you're all professional. You've got the graphics up. You've got the big banner in the background. And then also joining us is Danny Moya. no graphic, no banner in the background, but apparently we're on the big screen, so that's good. Danny, how you doing, brother?
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing all right. I've been giving Danny a hard time since we got on, since before the show started, so I had to keep it going.
Danny's in charge of our IT for Moya Ruiz.
Is that why you guys don't even have a website yet?
Hey, that's coming very soon.
When we last summer, you were telling me it was coming. It's still not here, man. It's like this mystic website.
It's a work in progress, brother. It's a work in progress.
It's being delivered by carrier pigeon. We'll move on. So let's,
bad joke.
Guys. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We've got some giveaways going on later today. And we're going to jump right into it. Logan, this first segment brought to us by who?
Nobody other than Ammodoors.com. Check them out, Ammodoors.com. Very, very cool product. They take, you know, 50 cal, 30 cal, U.S. Army, like machine gun crap, you know, like the shell casing thing, and then basically turn it into humidors, line it with Spanish cedar. Really, really cool. Holds a ton of cigars, looks rugged. I mean, honestly, just a good conversation piece. Check them out, ammodoors.com. Back to you, Robert.
And we're going to have some Cigar Federation branded ammodoors in the store, I think, this week.
As soon as Rob gets off his lazy butt.
Yeah, as soon as I get off my butt and do it. So look for those. Okay, guys, give us, I don't know who wants to jump in and talk first, but give us some background on Moya Ruiz cigars, how you guys kind of got to pair up. You got paired up with Espinosa, and you're working out of the La Zona factory. Give us a little bit of background on that.
Go ahead, Nelson. You're very good at that.
I met Danny probably about 10, 12 years ago. We both worked in sales and became friends back then. We were both big fans of smoking, and we were big fans. And when Eric basically opened the La Zona factory, Danny and me were talking, and Danny was one of the ones that was more talking to me about the idea of partnering with Eric and coming out with a cigar. So we talked to Eric, and that's how it all started, basically, about 2 years ago, more or less.
So what was the impetus with starting with Eric? I mean, did you guys know Eric from before, or do you have a previous relationship with him, or was it just kind of happened that way?
Yeah, I mean, it was... Honestly, he's a friend of mine. It's someone that I knew in the business, and if I was gonna get into this with Eric, you know, I'm not gonna do it with someone just randomly that I had no idea who it was. And he's really helped us out along the way. It's been a, you know, a big positive for us.
Cool. Yeah. No, it's when you're jumping into something new, it's always good to have somebody there with you who you have a little bit of a relationship with. Unlike this show, Logan just stalked me on Twitter until I finally
poppycock. You stalked me, and now we're best friends, and we spoon at night, and I'm the big spoon, and you're the little spoon. So.
As long as your daughter's middle name is going to be Robbie, it's okay. So we'll move on. So you guys have on the market now. You've got the two blends. You've got the Prieto and the Habano. We've got the nunchuck that's coming up. That's what I'm smoking now. Danny actually earlier this week said the nunchuck, and I quote, "It's a strong cigar. You won't be able to handle it, bro." So that's I'm ready. I'm about a half inch in, and so far I'm doing all right. I can feel the strength though. I can feel it building up in the back. That kick in the back of the throat. It's definitely there. But Danny, why don't you give us a little bit of a background on the two blends that are available right now, and then let's talk a little bit about the nunchuck as well.
We released the Maduro first. When I went down last year to Nicaragua, we made the Maduro blend, and then what took us the longest time was the Habano, because we made the blend in Nicaragua, but then when we came back to the States and we tried it and we smoked it, I was like, you know what, it needs a little something, and then we kind of decided to put it off for a little bit. And so we came out with the Maduro first, and then a lot of the feedback from the retailers was, man, this would be great if it would be, you know, a little bit stronger, a little bit more peppery.
It was Logan, man. It was Logan.
Yeah, it was. So then we kind of, we didn't go back to the drawing board, but.
Logan, he ain't giving you credit, man.
I know, man. I'm soaking it in, man.
We just decided to tweak it a little bit and make it a little bit stronger and give it that peppery flavor that, you know, that people look for in a Nicaraguan cigar. And then, you know, when it was time and we felt it was ready, we released the Habano. We released it last year at the show.
So which of the two, if you don't mind me asking, has been more popular for you guys?
The Habano by far.
Really?
Yeah, the Habano by far.
I see.
That's, yeah, and, you know, for guys who've been watching the show for a while, we've had we've had Danny on a few times. I think this is your second or third time on the show. I think this is Nelson, this is your first time on, but the last time we had Danny on, Logan professed his feelings about the Maduro. He wanted something similar to the Habano. He wanted a little more strength, a little more pepper. And he was pretty vocal about it, and as you guys can see on the Cigar Federation page, when we all met in person at IPCPR, the little fisticuffs broke out. I was expecting Logan to put up more of a fight, but he was
He was a softie. He was a little weak.
Soft in the midsection. That's about it, man. I got the eye of the tiger, bro.
The eye of the tiger.
I mean, all I got to say is Tobacco Jesus spoke. That's all I got to say. End of story. That's all you need to know.
We're not exactly sure who Tobacco Jesus is, but we're looking into it.
It spans all religions. Tobacco right. Odin, Tobacco Buddha, it goes everywhere.
Tobacco Odin?
Yeah, dude, like for the freaking Scandinavian people.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the nunchuck. I know Logan has smoked it. I don't know if you're smoking it right now. I already let you guys know I'm smoking it. I know Nelson's smoking it. This one is dedicated to the Cigar Dojo.
We got a bad bartender over here, guys. Sorry about that.
What's that?
We got a bad bartender. I'm asking for a drink. He's trying to give me cheers.
Oh, well, you need to get him straight, man. Fill up the tip jar.
You need to catch up with Danny, bro.
Danny's whooping me right now.
So the Nunchuck is dedicated to Cigar Dojo, another great site. You can check out their app. It's available on all phones, iPhones, whatever else there is besides iPhones. I don't know. The concept of this cigar is pretty cool, the way it's rolled and everything, but I'll let you guys talk about that. Who wants to jump in?
I'll let Danny take that one.
Danny, tell us about the Nunchuck. I think Danny might have froze up. So, Nelson, you're on the spot, man. Tell us about the Nunchuck.
Ugly mug, though. Look, that's frozen. It's like, hey, I'm stupid. Funny to Danny. Sorry.
Every time I've been on a chat with Danny, he's had technical issues. That's why I don't go on him. But, basically the Nunchuck, we did it as a thank you to the members of the dojo. It's not a cigar specifically, like a Cigar Dojo cigar. It's more for the actual members. We made the cigars actually in an actual Nunchuck, so they're banded together, and they're going to be sold as a pair. It is going to be released. It's our first true full-body cigar that we come out with.
Yeah, it's like I said, this is going to be kind of an ongoing thing because I've been telling everybody all week that I'll be able to handle it, no problem. I'm about an inch in, and you can definitely feel it. This is a strong cigar for sure. I know it's relatively fresh rolled, so the flavors are kind of just starting to pick up. But, yeah, you're doing the same thing. So Really cool. It's got the, if you guys are on CigarFederation.com, pull it up. We've got a photo courtesy of Cigar Coop to get you, to let you know what exactly it's going to look like. It's going to have two pigtail caps that are connected, and they're going to be wrapped together as one cigar, so it's really going to look like a set of nunchucks, which goes really well with the dojo theme. Very cool idea. The hardest part
we've had is honestly the packaging. That's what's just a little bit, because we're trying to figure out a way to be able to send the cigars without the wicks breaking, without the top part of it breaking.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's never been done before. That's something we want to make sure the quality of the product coming out of Lozona is top notch, and that's one of the things that's kind of delayed the project a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, the cigars you shipped to us were individually wrapped. They didn't have the connectors. I assume that's how all the samples are going out, which makes sense.
Right.
I cried myself to sleep.
But Logan sent me.
I was like, where are the nunchucks?
Logan was so upset. He's a very distraught text message. My nunchucks are broken. It was, it's like somebody stole his bike, man. It was crazy.
True,
but
Logan's an emotional guy.
He is. He wears his heart on his sleeve. And
I do. I can. I've been known to.
He's got some high highs and some low lows, and hopefully he gets those problems addressed here sooner than later. But we'll move on. We got a few minutes before.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to jump into some of the audience questions, but go for it.
No, they can wait. So, question. I thought that the. Well, hello, Danny.
I'm back.
Good. Thank you.
Logan, I think you sabotaged my computer. You sent me over a virus or something.
I did. It's called a whole bottle of Ron Zacapa. That's the virus that I sent.
He's got the wrong Zacapa bug.
The Zacapa bug. That's what you got. So, I didn't realize you guys had made the cigar, I guess, as an appreciation for the dojo members. I mean, is this something that's an exclusive through Smoke Inn? Is this going to be sold at all of your retailers? I'm curious how the distribution and that looks like with the cigar.
The idea behind the nunchuck is, we were coming up pretty much to our year anniversary, so obviously we wanted to release something limited. And rather than just making a cigar and putting limited edition, I wanted it to mean something. So, I spoke to Nelson, and it's crazy, but literally we get phone calls every day from different shops around the country saying, hey, we want to carry your product. And it's because of dojo members going into their local B&Ms and saying, hey, you got to carry La Huala. So we wanted to make it in dedication to them. And being that, Cigar Dojo, it's a whole martial arts theme and things, stuff like that. I said, let's call it, the La Huala Nunchuck. Limited edition, and let's dedicate it, to everybody on the dojo, and that's how it came about.
So back to the question I originally asked, where is it going to be sold?
We're kind of undecided about that. Okay. We do want dojo members to have first dibs on it. So okay. We'll probably do a private sale through Smoke Inn. And make it available to all the dojo members first.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we're aiming for, because obviously we don't want them to be left out. The cigar is in dedication to them.
Okay. And with that, Rob, we have our first. Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
All right. With that, guys, we'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are around the globe today. We've got Danny and Nelson from Moya Ruiz Cigars joining us. We're talking about the Nunchuck, the upcoming release, upcoming limited release from Moya Ruiz. Logan, this next segment is brought to us by who?
This next segment, well, first of all, this isn't even a segment. This is just freaking cool. So we were approached, and this is for everyone listening on AFRN, this is for you. So if you have just glossed over or just tuned out everything, we're about to give away some cigars directly to people in the armed forces around the world. So we partnered up with Drew Estate, and they actually were very generous. This is going to be – it's an important announcement from the folks at Drew Estate. So we're going to be giving away an acid tin as well as one of their collector's tins as well that is assorted 14 acid cigars as well as one of their new Drew Estate camo army hats. And this is for people just on listening in an AFRN. You can check it out at drewestate.com/AFRN. Once again, that's Drew Estate. I'll spell it for you. DREWESTATE.com/AFRN for your chance to win the 10 of 14 cigars as well as the hat. So check it out just for you guys. Back to you, Rob. That's it. That's all I got.
Thanks, Logan. That was that was very nicely done.
I know.
So yeah, check out. Be sure to check out Drew Estate. Very cool giveaway. I think that 10 is limited edition as well. And I'm not even sure if you can really buy that 10, to be honest. But I could just be making that up. Anyway, so let's get back to the nunchuck. We've a lot of questions on the site have been posted today regarding the nunchuck because everybody wants to know about it because we really all have cigar ADD, and if you haven't come out with a cigar in the past 2 weeks, we kind of forget about you. So let's take some of these questions here. This one's from Fat Kid. It says, did you go into the idea of the nunchuck with the intent of making it one of the strongest cigars on the market, or did that happen by chance?
No, when I went down to Nicaragua and we finalized the blend, obviously you can't come out with a cigar called the nunchuck and have it be mild. So, yeah, it had to be strong. To make it the strongest cigar in the market, no, because at the same time, people have to be able to smoke it and enjoy it. But it is full-bodied. And, definitely went into it saying, it's going to be a full-bodied smoke.
So a little follow-up question. This one's from Philip. He says, with the nunchuck, the result of it, was that did you kind of go into it? I know you said that you wanted something stronger, but was that because of the success of the Habano over the Prieto like you had talked about before?
Yeah, absolutely. People that have been smoking cigars for a long time, they want, full-bodied cigars. Nobody rants and raves about a mild cigar. Absolutely. We went into it saying it's got to be full-bodied, and, of course, that's what people, were looking for.
So you guys really do you guys are active on social. You're active Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that kind of thing. So you guys really do take that feedback. Even the feedback, I know we joke about it, but, that was really what Logan said when we had him on the show. He's like, this is good, but it would be great if it was just a little bit stronger and have more pepper and more spice. You guys really do take that stuff to heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's tobacco Jesus speaks. The people listen. That's all that matters.
So are you referring to yourself as Tobacco Jesus? Is that what you're telling me?
Tobacco Jesus doesn't have to answer your question, Rob.
I'll take that as a yes. Okay, that's good.
That should be a new hashtag for Logan, Tobacco Jesus.
There's been a lot of people I've called Tobacco Jesus. It's kind of a sign of endearment, really. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've mixed it up, been like, hey, Tobacco Odin, or Tobacco Buddha. I'll just mix it up. Next thing you know, you'll be like, I don't know. I'll think of something good for you, Danny, before the end of the show.
Yeah, with that video. Did you guys get that video posted back up?
No, we're still working on it. Somebody decided to take it down, and, it is what it is, but we'll get it back up.
Yeah, rats, man.
If and when that video does come back up, you guys got to check it out on YouTube. It's a pretty cool video. It had a very... like a Michael Jackson Thriller kind of feel to the video, even though it wasn't about monsters and stuff. It was like if Bruce Lee were to be in the Michael Jackson Thriller video, that would be
If Bruce Lee were to smoke cigars,
Well, there you go, that too. We talked about the nunchuck, and they've kind of got the two pigtails that are connected. Is that process really kind of as simple as it seems? You've got the two pigtails, and you just kind of connect them with another leaf, or is there something special there?
No, it's pretty funny because there's only one roller at the factory that can roll that cigar. When we went down and explained to them pretty much, the concept and what we wanted to do, it was, the rollers were looking at us like, what? And there was one lady that, she's the best roller over there, and she goes, I'll try it, and she did it, and she did a really good job.
So you're telling me, how many of these are going to be made?
We're initially releasing 500 boxes, and okay. Be honest with you, with the the amount of feedback that we're getting on social media, we might have to do more. We're thinking about it because it's, we didn't think it was going to be something, you know, this big that, you know, that people, you know, want to have in their humidors and stuff like that. So we might make more.
So it's limited-ish.
Production. It's not limited edition.
Right. Okay. 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 So that makes sense. But then there's one lady rolling all of these?
Yeah. So we got to pay her extra.
Oh, man.
Man.
God bless her, man. That's, so she, wow. That's,
I actually shared the video on our Instagram. You know, that's her. She's doing it. She's the only one that, you know, that took the challenge and said I could do it.
Danny doesn't know how to use a smartphone. Don't believe that.
I was going to say, now I'm kind of wondering if it did actually make it to the Instagram, because I'm embarrassed to say I haven't seen that, but I'll have to look it up. okay, wow. So it's limited production, and it's rolled by one person. That's impressive. I'm going to keep going down some of these questions. We're going to go rapid fire here because we got a ton of them. This is another one from Philip. He says, neither of you come from generations of cigar blenders. You weren't running around tobacco bales when you were little kids. So what was that pivotal moment in your lives that caused this new direction? I love the way he worded that.
I'll take that one.
There you go.
We both come from grandfathers that were big Cuban cigar smokers. Danny's grandfather actually worked in cigar fields in Cuba. So we kind of had that family tradition with the cigars. My grandfather smoked, his grandfather smoked. And we both started smoking really early. You know, we were smoking. Danny was smoking when he was 6 and a half or 7. And I started smoking around 15. So we started smoking early. And then when we started thinking of a business opportunity with it, that's where it went. But no, in terms of other than our grandfathers both being real big into smoking cigars and, you know, coming from that Cuban background, that's pretty much the extent of it.
So there was a little bit of that that family influence, and it got to you early, Danny. 7, 6 and a half?
No, yeah. He's lying.
You were after milk. You or after nap time, you fire up a chocolate milk and a.
No, 13. No, 13 was the time I first smoked a cigar.
I told you 6 and a half.
I want to say, I remember you told us that story last time you were on, and I think I was a little befuddled that time, too.
I think you did say that, didn't you?
Yeah, because that's exceptionally young. Like, yeah. Good for you. I mean, you still look really young. I don't know how old you are, but, I mean, maybe that's the key to it.
He's 14 now.
So how did you two meet? I know Danny, you're up in, like, Jersey or God knows where you're at. Nelson, you're down in Florida. How'd you two meet?
We used to work together years ago. We used to work together, and that's how we met. Hmm. They're taking away my stuff now. I'm playing with my phone over here. They're taking it away.
Yeah, we need you. We need 100% of your focus. We need your focus, Nelson. Okay, let me try to get through some more of these questions here. So we talked about the limited release of the nunchucks. It's going to be 500 boxes off the bat.
boxes of 10 or 20?
No, boxes of 10.
Ooh, okay, so five knife chucks in each box.
Absolutely, yeah, very good.
Boxes of 10. I like this.
I can do math,
10,
bro.
That's special.
You know, a lot of people, they've been wondering, they're like, what the heck is taking the nunchuck to come out? But it's the packaging because, the connectors can't break, and that's been the biggest challenge that we've had.
Yeah, we touched on that a little bit when you were froze up, but I can imagine, once you get those two things detached, I mean, they're attached by a really, if you haven't seen pictures of it, it's a thin piece of tobacco that's attaching those. So, what's the expected price point going to be?
Nelson, go ahead.
Leave that one to me. We're trying to shoot $20 an actual nunchuck, so it'd be around $10 a cigar.
Okay, so $10 a stick.
The actual exact price we haven't released yet, and we haven't come up with, but that's the targeted price point we're looking for.
It's the ballpark. Okay. and there's this is from Mike Puzin. He wants to know if the next cigar coming up will be the Michelangelo, if we're going with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme here, or I don't know. I don't know what
Donatello. Get it right.
Yeah, I'm not sure which ones. Michelangelo was one of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo.
Splinter, Splinter.
Dude, Splinter was the rat, bro.
Yeah, Master Splinter.
Yeah.
We can't come out with a cigar called the Rat, so maybe we could call it the Splinter?
No, it was Master Shredder.
Yeah, who was Splinter was the bad guy, right?
Yeah, he was the dude wearing the funky mask.
I don't know. I'm lost. I think it was meant to be a joke, and then we took it a little too seriously. Okay, this is an interesting question, and I'm curious if you guys will give us an honest answer. Not that I think you guys are being dishonest, but this is a pretty direct question from Joe Cans.
Danny, take this one.
Yeah, this is a Danny question. He says, when choosing a blend, how much does money play a factor in choosing those tobaccos?
I'll be honest with you, you know, none whatsoever. If it's, you know, if we could get our hands on some good tobacco, you know, and we feel it's a great blend, you know, that's something that really doesn't cross our minds at all.
So go ahead.
Yeah, we don't go into it saying, hey, you know, let's buy some, you know, cheaper tobacco to make something, you know, inexpensive for the consumer at all.
So you don't go in. I mean, some guys we've talked to in the past have said, yeah, you know, I have a specific profile and a specific price point in mind, and I want to work within those confines. But with you guys, it's just if it ends up being a $35 cigar, so be it.
Yeah, if it is, it is. You know, if the blend is good and people are willing to try it and smoke it and we feel it's good, then we'll put it out.
There you go. I appreciate that. That's an honest answer.
I will tell you guys this also. We made a smaller margin on the La Huala Prieto and the La Huala Habano line than most manufacturers. And the reason is that we were conscious of the price point, but on the sales side of it, not so much on the manufacturing side. So we wanted to come out with a higher quality cigar, come out with a premium cigar, but keep it in that $7 to $8 price range.
Now, with something like that, I mean, you're thinking, I want to build a customer base.
Exactly.
We want to come out with a great cigar. And I buck the trend a little bit. I like the Prieto better than the Habano.
I'm on your team, for the record.
Well, thank you.
The losing team.
Yeah, well. The Prieto to me just had a lot more flavor. And that's actually what we're going to be giving away later tonight, some Prieto, so you guys can try them out. But so really, you're going in, I can respect that, you know, as a customer and as a businessman. I mean, yeah, you take that chance, but in essence, that's more of a long-term decision. I like that. You guys are thinking down the road as opposed to short-term. I respect that, too.
What? There's business people in the cigar industry? Well, I'll be damned. I can't believe it.
It's true. You know, you can't be a brand new company that nobody's heard of and come out with a cigar that's, you know, $15, $20.
You're just
not going to sell cigars. You got to be at that sweet spot where it, you know, it's at a price that somebody sees it on the shelf and they go, you know what, I'm willing to try it. And then when they do try it, they realize, damn, you know what, this is a really good cigar.
Yeah, you guys, you did buck the trend there a little bit, you know, coming out with something at a lower price point. We'll get into that a little bit more on the other side of this break.
Can they hear?
Hey, welcome back to Cigar Chat, broadcast live on CigarFederation.com, brought to you around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. Logan, this next segment brought to us by
a very cool giveaway just for people on AFRN, so please listen up. Go to drewestate.com/AFRN. The folks at Drew Estate have been gracious enough to give away a couple of things just to people serving in the armed forces listening on AFRN. The giveaway will actually include an acid collector's tin, which is an assortment of 14 acid cigars, as well as one of the brand new Drew Estate camo army hats. And remember, it's just for people listening on AFRN or in the active military. To enter, just go to drewestate.com/AFRN, and all the details are how to enter there. Check them out. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks,
Logan. Back to you, Rob.
Yeah, we're excited. We were able to get Drew Estate, Cigar Federation, and AFRN teamed up to bring that contest to you guys. So hopefully you guys really do get involved. DrewEstate.com/AFRN. Okay, so let's. Logan, do you have any questions? I've been going through these audience questions and ignoring you.
Man, I know Danny and Nelson. I mean, we're like freaking bros, man. I'm not Cuban or anything, but if I was Cuban, we'd be related, for
listen,
sure.
Listen, nobody's perfect.
Hey, let me tell you this, though. I became, when I was at Cigar Safari, getting my PhD in tobacco Jesusology.
I can see where this is going, and it's bad.
I became pretty...
No, you didn't.
Quite the formidable player in Domino. And I formally challenge you...
Bro, you don't want to listen. You don't want to go there.
Hey, bro, Willie didn't want none. Willie Herrera didn't want none. Look, walked away. W.
You don't want to go there. You're a white bro, guy. We'll play checkers.
I'm telling you, man. Chess. It's all you math, bro.
Hey, when you play math. With a little Cuban, it's a different level.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll play checkers, Parcheesi, Monopoly.
But you're not going to play down there. So I suggest that we settle this at IPCPR. We're going to see you guys there. I'm not getting involved at all.
No. Wait, you're a partner.
But no, he can find somebody else.
No. It's you two against us.
I don't want Rob. Rob will bring me down. I need Seth.
Nobody wants Seth. We'll get the tune out there or something. But I'll hold the camera and record the slaughter.
It's on, bro.
But
it's
I had a feeling he was going to bring that up.
The beginning and the ending of the game. That's it.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty short. It'll be a short film on how to look stupid playing dominoes, starring Logan.
Listen, the cigar's not called La Jugada for nothing. So Logan ain't going to whoop us.
I don't care.
I don't care what you learned over there in Nicaragua, Drew Estate, or anything like that. You ain't going to whoop us.
I'm excited.
You say that.
I'm excited to see this now.
It's on.
All right, so let's get back to some of these questions real quick. We got like 4 pages. We're never going to get through all these. This is from Stubble. That's actually a pretty funny name. This person's new. I haven't seen Stubble around before. Stubble, like
hey Stubble, what's up?
He wants to know who designed your band. He said the La Jugada. The it's really eye catching. If you guys haven't seen it, here, I'll show it to you on the box. I mean, that's the same as the band. Very cool looking, very ornate. Got a lot of gold, the dark green in there. But anyway, who wants to... is Nelson going to do that?
I'll take this one, man.
All right, go ahead.
A lot of support from the Espinosa team and the Lazona team. And they have a graphic designer here on board called Anthony. I think you guys have interacted with him in the past.
He's my best friend.
Anthony is the graphics genius. He's the one that did our bands. He's the one that did all the project for the Nunchuck. He's done all of our graphics work, and honestly, he's, in my opinion, one of the best in the industry. So we're lucky to be able to work with him.
Yeah, Anthony does a good job. He's a really cool dude. If you guys have ever met him out at any events or anything like that, I'm not sure if he does events.
You don't want to stay here today with me for the chat, but other than that, he's cool.
Yeah, he shies away from the camera, but he's definitely a talented guy. So let me see. Let me get through some more of these questions here. A lot of questions about. Let's do a little catch up. I mean, we've kind of done this, but when we first had you guys on, and it was just Danny. I mean, it was you guys had just started out. Habano wasn't on the market yet. I mean, it was probably in the process, and now you've got the Nunchuck coming out. I mean, everything's been pretty successful. I mean, how have you guys really handled that growth? Since the last time we talked.
I'll let Danny take it.
No, go ahead, Nelson. You're good at all these politically correct questions. Go ahead. That's on you.
We've done a lot of the growth with me, Danny, and we just now recently have a couple of new independent reps that are helping us out. The distribution is being done over here out of the main warehouse with the Lazona team and with the Espinosa team, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Eric Jr., which is in the room for the record. He does a lot of our distributing and a lot of our shipping, so if there's ever an issue, you know who to yell at. But he's been a key factor in helping us get the ball rolling on that aspect so we can, be distributing and be, producing even if we're not in the warehouse, so it really helps out a lot.
We heard something similar. We had Aaron Doza Cigars on. Just recently, and they're also coming out of the La Zona factory, and they had rave reviews for the Espinosa guys and everybody that's helping them out of that factory. So it's I'm really happy to see the success coming out of that factory, from you guys, from Arendoza and from Espinosa. So it seems like it's a very it's a good cohesive unit. I just like to see that.
All of us were friends before this all started, and I think that plays a big role. It's not like you're working with someone you don't know and you don't get along with, you know. And it's a tough shop in here, man. These guys are tough in here. This is the house of the busting chops in here. Don't think it's easy.
Yeah, no kidding. So on that same note, though, if you're going in, I mean, you're friends, and then all of a sudden now you're business partners. I mean, it can't always be peaches and cream, right? I mean, there's
no, other stuff. It's tough. it's real tough. You know, Eric has he's got high standards, and he has high expectations for us, and it's tough. Because at the end of the day, yeah, we're all friends, but it is business, and you know, you got to sell cigars.
Yeah, it's not show friends, it's show business. I always like that line.
You say that
I do, but it's true, man. Yeah. So, question here from Jared. Not sure what there's so many Jareds on the site. I'm not sure which one. He says, can you give some recommendations of drink pairings that work well with Habano and Prieto? Specifically, what is your recommended drink to pair with each, and why do you think they work well together?
The Prieto, definitely the rum Sagapa, the XO. When we blended that cigar in Nicaragua, when we came up with the final blend, that's actually what we were drinking over there, and it paired really well. You know, the sweetness of that rum and the Maduro, it was unbelievable.
Now, what about the Habano?
The Habano works with this.
Ron Barcelo?
Yeah, we're drinking some Barcelo Añejo here right now, getting a little tipsy.
Is that tequila?
Huh?
Is that tequila?
No. No, it's in rum, actually.
That's rum, yeah. I've never had the Barcelo, but I've seen it, but I've never tried it. Now, what about, I'm smoking the Nunchuck right now, as I said before, and I'm...
You're getting a little pink over there, man.
I'm good. I would be getting green. No, it's a strong cigar, man. I'm not
that pairs well with like gasoline, something high octane.
That's what I was gonna say. Wait, go ahead.
Red Bull.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe pairing this with with a strong flavored bourbon, like a Booker's, something like that. That can really keep up with the. I mean, there's a lot of spice in here.
And listen, we're Cuban. We don't drink bourbon.
I'm speaking for myself. Then, I mean, to me, that's what I would reach for a bourbon that's got some legs on it. This is going to overpower any rum, I would think. I don't like to pair cigars with scotch.
Just for the record, everybody in the room is nodding their head up and down. So you're on the.
They're agreeing with me.
Yeah, man.
Well, look at that. See, I do know a little something when I start talking about the booze.
We got a new tobacco Jesus.
Oh. I mean, he's rum Jesus. He's sugar cane Jesus.
I can live with that.
From the rum.
I can live with that.
It was strong. The Nunchuck, I mean, I can handle it. I mean, you guys remember last year at the trade show, Rob smoked half of the Bono, was over there puking his guts out in the corner. And actually, no, it wasn't that bad. But
thank you. That's not true.
But you
It was a heater, I'll tell you that.
It was a heater. But
it was
no.
a heater. It definitely, that was our first cigar of the day, I think, and it really got my attention.
Yeah, it did get your attention. No, I mean,
I did not finish it, I will say that.
You did not finish it.
But I did not get sick.
I nubbed it out. It was delicious. The Nunchuck is definitely stronger. Do not smoke it in the morning, even after eating a full breakfast.
Danny smokes it for breakfast.
Well, Danny's freaking Cuban too.
Bro, I got a messed up palate. Sometimes these guys make blends and they send them up to me, and I smoke them, and my palate's all messed up. I can smoke full bodied cigars morning, midday, empty stomach, full stomach. It makes no difference. So I'm kind of a bad of judgment for those things.
Logan, say your favorite line.
What?
Double Lajeros for breakfast.
Double Lajeros for breakfast. No, man, my new thing is Pennsylvania regrowth sucker leaf double Lajero. That shit is the heater. Dude, have you smoked that stuff?
I have not, and I don't. Honestly, I don't think, based on the way that you described it.
Dude, it'll probably be to my D's.
How much time we got left, Logan?
About 4.5 minutes.
All right, so I'm going to start. If you've got any questions, jump in. I'm going to go rapid fire here. Who helps? Okay, we talked about this a little bit. This is from Joe Cans again. Who helps or slash inspires your marketing approach? Because you guys, like we said, you're very active, Twitter, Facebook, and you take that feedback. So, I mean, who has really kind of pointed you in that direction and been, you know, kind of a sounding board, I guess, for you guys?
You know, it's funny. When I first went down to Nicaragua, I had the meeting with Eric and all that stuff, and we sat down in his office, and he goes to me, the most important thing I'm going to tell you about your business is social media. And I looked at – I didn't say anything because –
That's when he got me as a business partner, just for the record. That's when he called me, Nelson, I need your help.
No, but I remember he goes, the most important thing for your business is social media. And I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself, Eric's crazy. He's lost his mind. But you know what? He couldn't have been more right. Social media has been tremendous for us. It's been unbelievable. And it's, you know, it's pretty much what we pride ourselves on.
So a little follow-up to that, another question from Joe Kanz. He says, with all the excitement around, you know, Drew Estate, Crown Heads, Tatuaje, you know, guys who are really active on social, really active online, why should a customer choose Moya Ruiz, La Jugada, Habano, Prieto, Nunchuck? Why should somebody choose your cigar in with all of this, all of these brands that are so popular and so hot right now?
It's not so much why should they try it, it's just give us a chance, because we're cigar smokers just like them, we're regular guys, and, you know, just give us a chance and, you know, we'll get you.
There you go, just give me one shot. The first, well, I was going to say the first hit's free, but that's not really the same idea. This is not really the same idea.
Robbie, that chat for that one. That's a different chat.
Yeah, that's for Cigar Chat After Dark. We got a question here from Thomas Leamy, and I think this might be the most important question we've asked all night, and I'm going to ask both of you. I'll ask Nelson first. Have you ever hit anyone with a nunchuck?
I physically have not hit anyone with a nunchuck, but I have smacked somebody with a box.
With a box?
Yeah, we were testing the box out for durability, and it didn't work out too well. We were trying to make sure the wicks didn't break, and they didn't work out too well, so...
Okay.
You probably hit Danny, I bet, because that's why don't mess
up here, man. I told you guys that.
I haven't hit anybody, but I'm going to hit Logan at the show at IPCPR.
You'll probably hit me after I whip you in dominoes, bro.
No, that's not happening, bro. I hate to burst your bubble. That's not happening.
Logan, I'm hoping for you to win, just for the record.
Hey, aren't you two are partners, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
See, that kind of apathy is what gives me a shot. Gives me just enough hope.
I'm throwing the game just to see Danny.
Nelson wants to see me fail, so then you can come on another live chat and, you know, and
talk about I whooped you dominoes.
Exactly.
The gringo from Texas. Whooped you dominoes. Oh, man, I'm excited.
On that, guys, we're out of time for our AFRN broadcast for today. You know, we've had a lot of fun. We didn't get through a lot of the questions here that we, you know, as usual, we get sidetracked talking about some fun stuff. We will have Danny and Nelson on the show again, and we will let you guys know how the domino game goes. I'm very intrigued to see. Real quick, I'm going to throw this to Danny. Danny, let everybody know where they can find you guys on social, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the fictitious website.
I don't think he knows.
Oh, then I'll take it back. I'll throw it to Nelson.
Everything is Moya Ruiz Cigars, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And the website is coming up very soon, I promise you guys.
We're sitting on the edge of our seats over here. It's Moya Ruiz, MOYARUIZ, Cigars.
For the record, we're like 10 followers away from 3,000.
There you go. Are you guys doing something special when you hit 3,000?
We're gonna send Robbie Ross a thank you gift.
Let's get it to 10,000. On that note, we're out of here. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for keeping us safe out there in the world. We appreciate everything you guys do. Everybody stay safe.
And enter the Drew Estate contest. And we're back, you fucking pussies.
Now we can curse.
Yeah.
Now you guys can really say everything that you really want to about Logan.
I'm gonna whoop your ass in Domino's. You don't even know what's coming, bro.
Hey, Logan, brother, you're fucking like, crazy.
You cursed like three times during the show, for the record, man.
I caught myself all of them.
You said yourself afterwards. You said so. I said shit once when I ashed on my mouse, and that sounded kind of dirty, didn't it?
I know it did.
And then I think Logan said one later. He said shit later.
Exactly. Logan said shit, and then he said beep.
Not intentionally.
I didn't catch that. So what we're gonna do, guys?
Hey, why do you guys keep mentioning Drew Estate?
Hey, no, we've got advertisers just like everybody else.
No,
we got bills to pay, bro.
No, they're great guys over there. Great guys.
No, and you know why?
It's because we can't get Anthony and those people down there to give Rob a call back for us to do anything with you guys. I'm looking at you, Danny.
They're hearing you for the record right now. Just
hey, he can hear me.
We've got some plans. I've got a new plan to send to Anthony. He doesn't even know yet. It's gonna blow him away. So we'll talk about that later. Guys, we didn't get to a lot of these questions. I'm gonna send these to Nelson, I think, because I would like to get a response. So I'll send them to Nelson. and see if he can answer some of these questions for you. We'll post them up.
We got a fundraiser online for Danny's new phone. And
this is like Logan. Does he have the old school BlackBerry? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, no. He got an iPhone now. Now he's in.
Now somebody just needs to show him how to use it.
Yeah, my iCloud is full, and I don't know why. I think I've downloaded like too much porn.
My iCloud is full,
and I don't know why. That is awesome. This just for the record, people can still see and hear you. We're just not on AFRN anymore.
No, I know. I know they can still hear and see.
That's going to live forever, man.
You know what happens? Now they're seeing the real us and none of this other bullshit.
Yeah, I think that's a T-shirt. My iCloud is full and I don't know why. What do you think, Logan?
Downloading too much porn.
Downloading too much porn. So we've got these giveaways. How do you want to do this, Logan?
What? No, man. They're at your house. You figure out how to do it.
Well, we're giving away. We're already doing a box for the members only contest, right?
Correct. And we've got two other boxes.
So we've got two boxes to give away tonight. Mm-hmm. So we've got 40 cigars.
Give away 8 5 packs.
Yeah, that's what I think we're gonna do. We're gonna do 5 packs. I've got the box right here, and they're
our little UFO.
It's a pretty sight. I don't know if you guys can see that, but
are those a Corona doubles?
Yeah, it's a double Corona. That looks like that's a good hour and 45 minute smoke, maybe 2 hours.
At least, yeah.
For me, Logan will smoke it in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm chiefing that shit.
So what do you think? How do you want to do this giveaway? You're always the one who does this, Logan. People email you with a number or something.
I like
the show you guys did where people insulted Logan.
Well, it's the turn to insult me.
We've insulted pretty much everybody.
So we'll think about it. We'll come up with something. Let's keep him hanging on for a few minutes. Logan, do you have any more questions or anything you want to talk about?
I already know everything there is to know about Moy Ruiz.
You are tobacco.
No, I'm kidding.
Bro, that's bullshit because you were quiet the last show that you guys did, and I was utterly upset.
What show?
You were quiet. Rob knows which one it was. You were quiet. That's why I texted him. I go, what's wrong with Logan? You guys put a muzzle on him for the show or something?
You were quiet during the Aaron Doza show.
Oh, yeah. I was in a weird place during that show. You know when we talk about moods going up and down? I was like...
He was in one of his valleys.
I was in a valley. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty talkative. I mean, I can tell you guys a story. I haven't done a good story recently.
Yeah, give us a Logan story.
A Logan story.
Tell us the best thing that happened to you in Nicaragua.
I mean, that's not really funny. I don't know. I mean, the best thing that's happened to me... I mean,
you're struggling. You're usually better at this.
Did you get laid over there?
Yes, your wife wants to know, Logan.
Yes, wife. She's probably watching the show. I totally... Fucked everybody down there. No, dude, I didn't get that. Fucking retard.
What was his name?
What was his name? Ha ha ha! But it's Danny. Fucking Cuban, bro. Cuban. No, dude, not at all. Let me think here. No, probably the coolest thing that was down there. It was just.
I don't think they're gonna have us on again, just for the record.
No, you guys are welcome any point in time. You guys are awesome.
After the divorce with Logan, maybe.
Oh no, man! We got a baby on the way. I painted the room today. It's all good, man. I mean,
that's what he's high.
What do you having? A boy or girl?
A girl, bro.
I got a daughter. She's 3.
I know. I'm excited, man. It's gonna be daddy's little girl.
You'll see. I mean, you'll be mush.
I have a feeling. You know, I'm such a hard ass most of the time, but
no, that shit's going out the window. I'm just telling you right now.
Hey Logan, how many kids you got in Nicaragua?
How many kids? Probably at least 7.5.
There's a few Logie bears running around.
I mean, little brown Logie bears just running around.
Just running around Nicaragua.
Oh man, they're probably just fucked up too. I don't know. Anyway, let me tell you the story though. Let me tell you the story. Is that?
Well, hold on. I gotta go pee. Hold on. I'll be right back.
All right.
Well, at least he's peeing and not tinkling.
At least he's not peeing. Yeah. So there was a. Do we want to hear a drunk story?
Yeah.
Just a drunk story? Okay. This one's, I mean, kind of quasi-embarrassing. Actually, no, I don't want to tell that one. All right, I'll tell this one.
Jeez, pick a story. Good Lord.
I'll make it quick, though. Have I told you about the time I got ran over by my car?
No. You got ran over by your own car?
Yeah, I'll just tell you the story real quick.
Were you ghost riding the whip?
No, I was not ghost riding the whip, bro. So basically, I had a 1992 Ford Taurus. It was my 17th birthday. And, you know, all my buddies, we were drinking right after school. For some reason, I was like, man, I'm going to be cool and drink a whole, like, pint of E&J brandy, which is just not a good idea. And basically, where I live out in the country in west central Missouri, there's actually an Indian reservation. And for some reason, they had fucking buffalo on it. I don't know why, but they had fucking buffalo. And I was drunk as fuck driving, and I had 92 Ford Taurus. I had, like, the bench seats, right? Well, and so I'm like, man, I'm going to go, like, tip this buffalo over. Like, that's a great idea. Let me go just tip this buffalo over. So I put the car in park. I run back. And I got scared or something. I don't really remember. But I was just like, you know what? Fuck you, buffalo. And just picked up a big rock and then hit this buffalo in the nose. Well, basically what happened is my friend Caleb was in the middle seat, in the front seat. Well, he, like, put the car in reverse and was trying to reverse back to me. And I was so drunk, I didn't even know what was going on. Well, my door was open. So I'm running. The car's backing up. Next thing I know, I'm, like, laying in a ditch, and basically the door caught me right here in my tit and, like, fucking flipped me over into the ditch, and I passed out.
Dude, you know what's funny? When I text you, what size are you for the T-shirt, and you go 2X, I was going to text you back, fatso.
I don't know how that's related, but yes. Dude, I know, man. I put on some chunks. But anyways, let me tell you the rest of my story before you insult me anymore, Danny. So I got ran over by my car. At this point, I shouldn't be driving. They let me continue to drive. And I end up, I'm like pissing off this bridge, and I start throwing up violently because I have a concussion because, you know, I got ran over by my car. Well, the next thing I realize, we have, like, in my hometown, we have, like, it's like the fifth biggest town square in America where, no, that's not bullshit. That's really the truth, is where people go up there in high school, you know, and we would drink, party, people would meet, whatever. It's freezing, right? Like, I don't know why in September it's freezing. But I go up there, and there's this girl, and she was like, come in my car. I'll make you feel all warm. And I was so drunk, I didn't know what was going on.
You sure it was a girl? And
it was a girl. Yeah, bro, it wasn't a dude. It was a girl, and she was on a train. She was like, all right. Well, next thing I know, she's like on top of me.
If that's who you're into, it's okay, Logan.
Bro, what are these sexual comments coming out right now? What is this? But anyways, let me finish my story. I'm not going to get angry. And next thing you know, she's like reaching my pants, like pulling out. What? I'm not telling you fuckers another story. Fuck you both. I'm done.
Is that when she felt your feral pig or your flying pig, whatever the fuck you want to call it?
My feral flying pig. Anyways, the whole point of the story was she started fucking jacking me off. And then I saw, like, light bulb flashes, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And people were fucking taking pictures of that shit, and they blackmailed me for the rest of high school for hooking up with this dirty-ass chick. Whatever. End of story. Game over.
I think we're done with Logan stories from now on. You peaked early with the open sewer in India, and the
dude. I got so many other good ones.
Well, we need to plan ahead.
I know because they kept fucking me up. By the time where I got a nosebleed and wiped it all over my dashboard, my dad thought I killed somebody. That's a good story.
Rob, anyway, what'd you think of the cigar?
You know, it's definitely strong. It's not really as strong, I think, as I anticipated. Since it's pretty fresh rolled, I'm not getting all the flavors, I think. The flavor for me has been pretty one-dimensional. It's kind of earthy, a little bit of leather, and there's been some black pepper in there, but that's really all that I've gotten. But again, I mean, these are pretty fresh, so I've got another one. Logan and I are going to do a head-to-head review, but I think we're going to wait a little bit before
let them sit for a little bit and then do...
Rob, retrohale that cigar. Blow it out your nose.
Oh, I've been retrohaling it. I don't retrohale the full scenario, but I always do about 30%, 40% of each puff.
Logan, what'd you think of the cigar, honestly?
It's going to be good once it's got a little more age on it.
Of course, yeah. We did those samples literally just for, to hand them out just to a very select few and for you guys for the live chat and stuff like that. But the actual cigars, they're sitting now and they're aging.
Yeah, I think when these were rolled within what you were saying, like the last 35, 40 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty it's definitely fresh rolled. But yeah, through the retro, it's hot. The retro is hot, I'll tell you that. But I can feel it. I mean, since like the second or third puff, I can feel that strength where it kind of hits me in the back of the throat. That's really how I judge the strength, is when I feel that back right in here. There's different ways that can hit me. Sometimes it's unpleasant, but it's not like that. It's that strength back there is really building.
That blend has three full Ligero leaves. That blend.
Four?
No, three, not four, three. You got to remember, could you make it stronger? Yeah, but then people, they're not going to be able to smoke it.
Well.
What's the wrapper?
It's a Habano Oscuro.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah, it's, I'm curious to smoke it again in like a month.
Well, we're not going to wait a month, Rob. We're going to wait about 2 weeks.
We're going to give it a couple more weeks, but, the strength is definitely there. I mean, I can handle it, and I like to feel like I proved myself a little bit. I can handle the strong cigars, but...
It's going to mess up those ninjas on the dojo. It's going to fuck him up real good.
Logan, by the time he takes off the band, it'll be a whole different Rob, I promise you that.
Bro, I'm telling you, that blend, that size, it creeps up on you. It comes off in the first third, like, medium.
Yeah, it does, actually.
And then it just fucking starts kicking in. And when you get to that nub, it got me dizzy a couple times.
So, yeah. So, really, it's really going to hit me by the time the show's over, which is great. So, I can still say that, I'm a tough guy. I handled it.
And then you'll be texting us. You'll be texting us tonight saying, I hate you guys.
Yeah. pictures of my green face. So, we're doing the giveaway. Logan has taken to calling himself Tobacco Jesus. And I just don't think that that's fitting. So... I've asked the members who are live to email me Logan's true nickname, what it should be and why. And so I'm going to start reading some of these.
Oh, you've already done this?
I already did that while you were talking. I'm going to go down the list here, and then we'll pick our favorites. We're going to pick
too busy being insulted by Danny about my sexual orientation.
You're thinking about buffaloes and socks and flats.
Hey, man.
Buffalo, I don't even want to know.
I don't even know, man. But for real, there's buffaloes there, man.
So, Jason Fletcher, he says man whore, that should be the name, but he didn't really give me a reason.
Man whore?
how about he whore?
this one's one of the winners because this is very timely. And this is from Jay Zarata. He says, Logan's nickname is Atreyu because this is the never-ending story.
Hey, man.
I like that. I don't know if you guys maybe have never seen the never-ending story, but that's a winner for me.
I can get on a winner. Fuck off.
There's got to be one with buffalo in it.
This one's pretty good too. From Jesus Castillo, he says Logan's nickname is Fats Domino. Fats Dominoes, because if he loses, he'll be singing the blues. That's not bad.
That was creative. I give you a 4 out of 10. Good job.
this one's pretty good too. From Craig Greenwood, he says, "You're cigar Satan. You need a reason? Isn't it obvious? He's the devil's spawn." That's not bad. It's aggressive.
That's crossing the line, bro.
Let's see. Ghost Shadow. We're gonna pass on that one.
Hey, Danny's got somebody joining him on the chat.
Can I put on a good friend of mine? He's actually the mayor of this town. Say hello to him?
Yeah, I didn't know he had the mayor.
Yeah, he's the mayor. He's the boss. Hold on.
I'm not the boss.
He sounds like it.
How are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
The alcalde.
Oh, alcalde. You know what alcalde means?
I don't.
The mayor in Spanish.
Oh, okay. I got my Rosetta Stone is coming. I haven't started it yet. So I'm going to try to learn.
Listen, I'm a veteran. That's a good thing you guys did.
We've been on the Armed Forces Radio Network for a few months now, and we're just looking for ways that we can, you know, give back a little bit. And I know we get a lot of guys who one of the few things that they get to do throughout the week is, you know, sit down for an hour or so and smoke a cigar with their buddies. So anything we can do to help, you know, we're happy.
I used to listen to Armed Forces Radio when I was overseas. It's a good thing.
Where were you?
I was in Okinawa, Japan, many years ago.
Wow. That's during what time?
During the Vietnam era.
Oh, wow.
World War One.
Is that the guy from Hialeah Park?
Yeah.
Nelson doesn't know much.
No, not at all.
Tell him Team Jersey, Vin. Team Jersey.
Team Jersey, that's right. Where is Nelson? Where is he?
How can I miss him? He's the biggest fucking one on the screen.
How you doing, my friend? He's all fancy. Tell Eric to send me up some samples. I ran out.
All right.
Weasel.
Weasel.
Always Weasel. That's
my boy right there, Logan. Logan, that's my man right there.
You guys did a good job tonight. I was listening to you outside.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we had fun. I mean, you know, Danny tried to throw the show off its tracks a few times, but I like to think that we kept
Danny.
Yeah, you take the good with the bad sometimes, you know.
Cuban Diablo.
Want to listen in? No, go ahead. So, good job. Do it again.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it. We're here every week, so always tune in.
Well, wait till the secret cigar comes out. Danny can't even tell you about it yet.
Uh-oh. Well, you can tell us. Go.
You can tell us, Mayor.
No one's listening. It's just us.
Yeah, it's top secret.
Danny, take away the headphones.
Listen, if I tell you I have to kill you, you don't want to know that bad.
No, you keep it to yourself then. You can tell Logan. Tell Logan all about it.
Tell her, ha, ha, ha.
You'll know all about it when it comes out. Danny's secret cigar, man. It's in the works.
That's we look forward to it. We're always looking forward to the new stuff. And everything that they've brought out so far, I mean, the Habano for me wasn't really right there, but everything else has been pretty good. So
I'll just give you a little hint. I love Panatella size. Lancero size.
Oh, look at you guys getting crazy.
Hey, you can't trust politicians, bro.
No, you don't generalize.
No, we appreciate it. I don't know what's going on over here. Get some.
This show isn't going to be aired, right?
This is going to be aired. This isn't going on the Armed Forces Radio Network, but it's going to stay up on the site. Everybody will be able to see it.
I'm messing with you guys.
No, we definitely appreciate you tuning in and the kind words. We appreciate it.
Nelson's from New Jersey.
No, Nelson's not from Jersey.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He was hatched.
No, Nelson's from Jersey, right?
No, come on, Nelson.
Florida.
It's where he lives.
No more alcohol for the Jersey team.
Nelson's never been outside of Florida.
Nelson's never been outside of Florida?
No, that's all he knows, Florida and Vegas.
Or Nicaragua.
Oh, I like Nicaragua. We had an opportunity to go down to La Zona. It was fantastic.
It's a cool factor. Carlito's a cool guy.
Yes. Yes, he's a really nice man.
He looked at me like an idiot when I couldn't speak Spanish. But.
Mayor, yeah. Did you see any of Logan's kids running around Nicaragua?
Now that you say that, I saw a lot of similarities, but I don't know if they were his kids.
Yeah, man, they were young adults, man. Just spread my seat down there.
Oh man, you guys are crazy. All right, I gotta get back to some of these nicknames here, so we can
get. Bye guys, thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, man. Mario, I appreciate it.
Keep smoking.
We gotta get him the little baby Jesus shirts.
Okay, all right. So I'm gonna keep going down some of these giveaways. I got another winner, and he's won a couple of times, but he's gonna win again because this is good. Texican, he says, Logan, you're cigar Buddha. This is because of your cigar knowledge and your triple X shirts. So you are going to be.
Hey, watch it with the triple X shirts coming.
Triple, man, I'm a double X, bro.
Cigar Buddha.
I'll be cigar Buddha. Then.
You're big boned. You're big boned.
I am. I got big bones.
Big boned. We got another one. This one's from Irate Bass. He says, "Big baby daddy cigar Jesus." Because he's going to be a father. I'll take that.
I'll take it. Winner.
I'll take that. That's three winners. I got to pick five more. So Jesus. Let's see. I need Texican 8. I need you to email me your address. Let's see. Bear with me here. Okay, this is from David. He says you should be a tobacco puff because you're big, soft, and blowing smoke.
Oh.
I take that as to be big, soft, and full of shit. That's another winner. That's David, you're a winner, bro. Okay, so we've got how many do I have? Three. I got four, so I need four more. Let me see.
My self-esteem.
Skip that one.
I was diving right now.
No, nobody's.
Hey, how about we name him Manolo because he got a handout from a guy.
Fucking hate you guys.
Hey, Logan. On a serious note, have you picked a name for your daughter yet or not? Not yet.
I would tell you, but you're probably just gonna mock it and make me like hang myself. So I'm probably not gonna tell you.
Hey, no, I'm serious. I'm asking. No, on a serious note, bullshit.
We narrowed it down to two. We think.
What are the two?
Potentially Callaway or Harper.
Callaway or Harper.
Danny, Harper.
Now, your wife is not giving birth to golf clubs, correct?
This is true. That's what I said. She said Callaway. See, that's why. Man, I'm done. I'm going on mute. I'm putting on mute, permanent mute.
I'm sorry.
He threw Danny off. Logan's got to keep it together.
Now, my favorite part was how he posed it as a very serious question.
Yeah, but he came up. How are you gonna name? Listen, Logan, that's messed up. How are you gonna name your daughter Callaway or Harper? I mean, come on, bro. You can't do that to that poor girl.
I don't know. I think we may have.
Muted me. Oh no!
No, he muted himself. He muted himself.
He took himself off the chat.
So here's what.
Logan, come back on, brother.
Let's give Logan a minute to get out of one of his rallies and head back to a peak. So I picked four winners already, right?
Right.
Let me see. I picked. It was David, Irate Bass, Texican 8, and. Who was the other one? I think it was it Craig? No. It was Jay. Jay Zarata. So that's four. I need to pick four more. I'm going to pick some of my favorite questions. Joe Cans, you're a winner. Email me. Joe Cans, because he asked some good questions. Thomas Leamy, he asked a good question. I'm writing these down, so bear with me.
How come you don't got one of those big signs like Logan?
You know, it wouldn't fit in my office. Logan's in the garage. I'm in the office, so
but
I went.
It's not
with
fucking cool enough. End of story.
I went with the smaller graphic.
He unmuted.
All right, last two winners that you guys need to email me: Fat Kid, your winner, and Philip Kahn, winner.
Fat Kid's a winner just because of his name. That's a cool name.
And he posted up a picture of him in a Superman Snuggie one time. It was pretty sweet. And Philip Kahn. So those are our winners. I need those four guys to email me by tonight. If not, you forfeit your winnings to Logan.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, but it's the Prieto. There you go. I'm back. Man, that hurt my heart, man. We're going to spell it all fun. Like,
we'll send you Habanos, man, just for you. I got you, man.
I know you do. Man, me and Nelson like this, we're like brothers.
Oh, Danny, you're going with that bullshit, right? That's fucked up, bro. You threw me out to the wolves like that. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I did, man. Like, you know you remind me of? You know Carlos Sanchez? You know who Carlos Sanchez is?
No, I don't know Carlos Sanchez.
You know Colt Cigars?
Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm never coming on this fucking live chat again.
Dude, you are Carlos Sanchez. You are the Cuban Diablo. You're the second one. You get drunk and you just go crazy.
Actually, I don't even know who that is.
I'm going to introduce you. Just to see you, so you can understand what your life's going to look like in about 30 years.
Logan, I'm going to tell you this. This is serious. I'm not going to say the whole address because I don't want Danny to get hate mail. But Danny's address starts with 666, just for the record.
For reals, bro?
True story. Ask him. Danny lives at 666 something street.
Listen, if you can't fight it, embrace it.
Cuban Diablo, bro. Cuban Diablo. Nah, man, I don't know. So we're, after that whole conversation, I think we're up in the air on the baby names again, so.
for the record, I think Callaway is interesting. I'll give you that.
It's trendy. It's an
interesting name. I do like Harper. I think Harper's a good name.
Yeah.
How about Taylor?
Yeah. I mean, I think Taylor Swift, who's one hot number. I could do that. But that would be my daughter, so that's not cool. So we
Ming,
can't do that.
I don't name Ming. Maid?
When is your wife expecting?
Right. Well, it's August 1st. But so right around the trade show. And she has told me, and I'm going to the trade show. I've told her. And she goes, if you're not present for the birth of our firstborn child and you come back, you're going to be fucking out on the street.
You ain't getting pussy when you come back.
Yeah, exactly. Because I got to come and kick your ass in Domino. Shut your fucking ass up. I got to go for it.
You got to go back to Nicaragua a little bit.
I know, man. Get back and raise my fucking illegitimate children. Like all 17 of them.
Logan, you know what we got to do? We got to go to Nicaragua and we got to make a blend. Me and you got to go to Nicaragua and we got to make a blend.
I can imagine
everybody buying.
No one's gonna buy it because it's just gonna fucking kill them. But fuck it, we gotta make a blend.
The second you, it'll be like those old cartoons. The second you light it up, it just blows up in your face.
Dude, you know what we could do, and don't steal this idea, but how cool would it be instead of the nunchuck, you got one of those things like Donatello had that had the thing through it. You guys have seen a fucking. Pineapple Express, where they take the joint and they do the cross. Imagine if you did that with a freaking cigar and lit both sides. You could have four sides going. Dude, that shit would be the heater. I'm telling you.
All right, Logan is officially not in the cigar construction design team of Moira Cigars.
Bro, Eric is already having a difficult time with the nunchuck. Can you imagine that whole Pineapple Express? He'll kick us out of the business.
Oh, no, it could be done. We just got to get creative.
They're going to be like, what do you guys want us to do?
I'd say, you never seen Pineapple Express? And they're going to say, no. But all my illegitimate children probably have. They probably watch that every night.
With their baby Jesus shirts.
With their tobacco Jesus shirts. And they said, I was going to name Callaway, but that's a bullshit name. My name's Thor. I don't know what that is. But Thor's a kick-ass name. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, but you're not having a boy. You're having a girl.
Could you imagine a Nicaragua that's four and a half named Thor?
Hey, man. There could be Thorita.
Thorito.
You never know, man.
Hey, you know Danny was the tallest person in the factory?
I can fucking believe it, because Nicaraguans are pretty short.
Bro, they're all midgets.
Hey, man, they're not midgets. They're just little people. They just don't get very tall in Nicaragua.
I apologize for our Nicaraguan customers.
I bet you probably. I know coming down at La Zona, when you come off that really sweet balcony, there's a really low-hanging step right there. I bet you bust your fucking head on that thing every time you come down, Danny.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I bet.
Every single time Eric is going up those steps and he's coming down, he says, watch your head, watch your head, watch your head. So, you know, if you hit your head, you're really an asshole because he's saying it constantly.
I don't know where to go from here.
Kevin's kids won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, man, exactly. They're going to be short and fat. They won't be able to walk up the stairwell because that's a skinny-ass stairwell. I don't care.
They're going to be badass golfers, bro, for the record. The best golfers in Nicaragua.
Hey, now, listen, on a serious note, you're going to be so happy that, you know, that she's a girl, but you gotta pick a better name.
Bro, you guys are killing me.
You gotta consider the repercussions. How are you gonna name her? What'd you say, Callaway or Ping or what? What'd you say?
Tommy Armour.
Oh God.
Taylor Made. Call it Taylor Made. That's why Nelson Taylor. Said fucking Taylor that cocksucker.
Dude, you guys are killing me. All right, we're gonna wrap it up and we're gonna leave Logan's unborn child alone. Guys, thanks for.
I gotta say one joke.
Okay, go.
You guys, you know these guys over here in the Espinosa crew, they're ball busters. I'm gonna take it there. Junior's grandfather had a hat that said Ping, and Junior had the brilliant idea of putting an A at the end of it. So the poor old man was walking around a party with a hat that said Pinga. And I don't know if you guys know what that means, but that's dick in Spanish.
Seriously?
talking about ball busting, imagine your grandfather walking around a party with a hat that says dick on his head.
All right, I feel better now.
No holds barred.
You guys are rough. I'm never coming down to visit you guys in your fucking offices.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Come down.
Man, no, I'd never. This gringo never make it back alive. I'd be crying myself to sleep every fucking night. Ball busters, dude.
Seriously.
You'd probably fly up my legitimate
Company
to meet me.
We're gonna wrap it up. I let these guys know it happened for about an hour. We've gone over a little bit. Danny Nelson, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you for keeping it clean for the first 45 minutes.
That was tough.
It taken us to new depths in the last 15. We appreciate that.
No shit.
So guys, yeah, we do appreciate it. Look for hopefully you'll be able to make some purchases of the La Jugada Habano and Maduro someday from the Cigar Federation store. But until then, look for them at your local B&M.
I'm upset with you guys about that. Just for the record.
Hey, listen, man. You know whose fault it is? It's Nelson.
Nelson.
Because I called Nelson. I blew his shit up.
You
cutting girls' names are stupid. Whatever it was.
That's bullshit, bro. You guys cater to the House of Emilio and all that stuff.
We're pretty biased. You're right.
Yeah, I'm going to call you guys out on that.
So fucking biased. So biased.
So
biased, I'd be willing to even carry your shit. That's how biased I am.
So based on the way that this conversation went, the 2 minutes after I mentioned that, you guys can probably find the La Jugada Habano and Maduro in the Cigar Federation store by this week. So hopefully hopefully we'll be able to make that work. Guys, we appreciate it. Danny Nelson, thank you for tuning in. Nelson, thank you so much for being professional, sort of. And, Danny, thank you so much for kind of locking yourself out for half of the show. We appreciate that.
It was only like 10 minutes.
It was a sweet 10 minutes, though, bro.
It was. We got a lot done in those 10 minutes. No, I'm just giving you guys a hard time. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you guys at IPCPR. I really can't wait to watch Logan play dominoes. I have no idea if he can play or not, but I'm curious to watch it happen. Guys, we do appreciate it. Thanks for the support of the show.
This Thursday.
We got another show this week. On Thursday, we will have Cigar Vixen will be here. Logan will be running the show. I may or may not be here, depending on how the
Logan
baseball game.
Logan, Cigar Vixen alone?
Solo, bro.
Logan, keep it clean, bro. Keep it clean.
Hey, man. I'm not a bunch of horn dogs like you. I'm going to keep it professional. 100% journalism.
She's hot, bro. Keep it clean.
She's a nice girl.
She knows her stuff, too, man, for real.
No, she's cool.
So we'll have a lot to talk about on Thursday, so you know, join us at 8 p.m. Eastern again. Two shows this week to make up for not having one last week. It's all Danny's fault, but we made it work. And I'll be honest, I'm still alive.
Take off the wrapper, man.
I'm still alive. The band, I haven't reached the band yet, but we'll see. All right, guys, have a good rest of the week. We'll catch you all on Thursday.
Later, people.
Later.
Fuck you, Dan.